you answer, think twice before you say yes.
You know, I know y'all saying yes and that. Look at this fool. Got this watermelon here. The reason why I said think twice is because that's give me a little air. That'll give me a little air, y'all. The reason why I say think twice is because I just can't understand how we as black people start eating watermelon in the closet.
Lord have mercy.
This is called the heart. You know, it makes me feel so bad sometimes when I see my black brothers and sisters, and they'll see me eating a piece of watermelon like this, yeah. And they'll go, when they're going to frown their faces, I mean, that's despicable. But it's good. And you know the thing that makes me mad? When I go to their parties, they will take a big, pretty watermelon like this and cut all kinds of gadgets and then cut the inside. Did you see this good piece of watermelon here? Cut all the guts out that good watermelon and mix it up and mess it up with something else, man. Sometimes they got a notion of putting liquor in it. And then after they cut them little crevices in it, then put it back inside of that hood. Man, that's a waste of watermelon when all you got to do with it is pick it up like it's here. Look here. Let's pick it up like it's here. I don't miss it, sir. If I ain't whack a buck behind it, let's live at it. That's the way you eat a watermelon. Now, I don't care if you's a PhD, if you's a whatever. You can't tell me cutting all that out, putting it back to them.
Listen to Charlie eat. It was crazy. Charlie's crazy. Dude eats like he ain't. He's a savage. Yep. I'm about to pour this lasagna out. And starving. The little lasagna, make these muffins. And holla at Charlotte. I'm about to go watch the games. And the NFL draft is on too. Let's see what the Packers do tonight. Hopefully they can get I think they need like another like bigger receiver, like someone taller. You know what I'm saying? Their receiving core is decent, but they're little guys. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that becomes an issue. Getting open, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm gonna go enjoy these games, see who the Packers pick, and yeah, I'm holler at y'all later. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, stay safe out here, and we'll catch up with y'all soon. Peace.
Good shot.
Yep. Wait, did I say it's Friday? It's Thursday afternoon still. My bad, y'all. I'm thinking it's Friday for a second because me and Michelle took off tomorrow. We're not working tomorrow, right? So I just, like, today's Friday to me. I just realized, I'm like, dude, you just said it's Friday. It's Thursday afternoon. My apologies. I'm a human being, you know? So, and I'm not going to go back and edit it and be like, oh, shit, I said it's Thursday, I got to take that out. Ah, man, whatever. Yep, so, no, I'm just headed to pick Michelle up, and I'm grabbing some food real quick. Got a sweet tooth, so I'm going to stop and get some goodies, as us older folks like to call it. We call them goodies. Oh, that was crazy, too. I was watching the news this morning, right? It was just some random conversation. I was watching the news this morning, and that Lindsay Slater on Channel 12, the weather lady. A lot of times, I either watch CBS 58 or I watch 12. It just all depends on how I feel. But I was watching 12 this morning, that Lindsay was doing the weather, and she was talking about, like, cutting the grass and stuff because she does, like, that mole whatever, like cast or whatever, you know, basically saying, you know, if it's a decent day to cut the grass or whatever. And she always says, mow the grass. And I was like, that's a, you know, that's normally like a white term. I don't want to call that a stereotype or whatever. But I know, like, most of the white people that I've heard or been around talk about cutting the grass, they usually say mow the grass. Black people, we usually say cut the grass. I'm about to go cut the grass, or, you know what I'm saying, like that. Yeah, usually if you hear somebody saying mow, it's mowing the grass, that's usually a white person. Yeah. And then the other, what's the stereotype about the watermelon? I love watermelon. I don't know if y'all are familiar with a guy named Petey Green. He's a black activist, author. He's not around anymore. Check that Petey Green out. Y'all go on YouTube and check Petey Green out. It's pretty good. He talks about eating watermelon and stuff like that, not caring about it. Like, because sometimes, I think the point he was trying to make is, like, sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, if there's a stereotype about black people, like, instead of, like, not really caring about the stereotype, like, especially when it comes to, like, food and stuff, like, we all gotta eat. Like, the chicken thing. Everybody likes chicken. Everybody likes chicken. I'd be willing to bet to say white people eat more chicken than black people do. White people love chicken. Baked chicken. You know what I'm saying? Skinless chicken. There must be something going on down here. There's a lot of police. I mean, their police are going to protect downtown like no other. They don't give a fuck about the neighborhoods and stuff, but you can hear the car. Yeah, but, damn, I forgot what I was saying. The police shit threw me off. Yeah, but white people eat more chicken than black people, I feel, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But no, with the stereotypes, I was just saying how, like, sometimes there's a stereotype. Like, for example, I think I said it before, like, if I went somewhere, let's say it was with Michelle, right? And let's say it was like one of her family functions and there was like mostly white people there or whatever, and they happen to have like watermelon, you know, and chicken and stuff like that, black eyed peas, you know what I'm saying, grape Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying, or a grape flavored drink or some shit like that. Now, me in my head, knowing that these are stereotypes, right, that white people have, or just in general, right, of that black people like, right? So me being the only black person there, I'm going to still go get watermelon. I'm going to still go get the chicken. I'm going to get the black eyed peas. If there's cornbread there, I'm going to eat that shit too. And not care. I'm not going to like, oh shit, I'm in an all white environment, so I better just leave the watermelon alone because they might. Nah, I'm going to eat the watermelon because I like the watermelon. And if they got grape drinks, I'm going to get something grape because I like grape. Shit. You know what I'm saying? White people love Starbucks coffee. $1,000 a cup, like Paul Mooney said. We all like stuff. Like, that's one thing I don't like with the racial stuff, is how we, like, tie people to certain foods and stuff like that. And especially with Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? We think they eat beans and rice every day and shit like that. And that none of them can speak English and all that kind of stuff. And then we get mad at them when they're speaking Spanish by themselves. I used to hate that when I worked at the restaurant. Like, sometimes it wouldn't even really matter. Well, it was white people, though. Because remember what I said? There was only two black people working there. It was me and one dude. He was basically like the janitor. They fired him. The executive chef there, Jarvis, shout out Jarvis, he was there, black dude, but he was hardly ever there, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like with Mexicans and shit, you know what I'm saying? But the stereotypes. And then too, like, it's funny, like, how, like, there's some white people that don't want Mexicans around, and, you know, anyone Latin and shit like that, build the wall and all that bullshit, right? But then they're eating out at their favorite Mexican restaurant and just loving all, you know, just going to What was that? The taco thing they had? The tacos and tequila thing that they had in Franklin and shit like that? The same people that are going there drinking tacos, I mean eating tacos and drinking tequila, are the same ones calling Mexican people wetbacks and they don't want them around and all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I know it's a hard stretch, but I wish people appreciated, you know, individual races and cultures, you know, and that we were curious about, you know, people and, you know, where they've come from and their culture and all that. Just how we are with the food. We love trying new Mexican dishes and new Italian dishes and the new soul food dish. We want to try the soul food dish and we want all this, right? But when it comes to the people, we don't want to have nothing to do with them. We don't want them around. That's just crazy to me.
What's going on with Young and the Restless, baby?
Harrison was kidnapped, as you know.
For real?
By Evil Jordan.
Oh, yeah. How many times has she broken out the joint?
So many.
She ran off more than I have.
Is that now felony bail jumping?
Hell yeah. Repeat her. No, the lasagna should be done in about 5 minutes. I'll pull it out. And cool. What's Phyllis doing? I feel like I haven't watched it in about a week.
You haven't. I had to speed through last week. It was horrible.
Was it?
Just Summer crying that it was all Claire's fault.
So
but Claire is still missing.
Oh, for real?
And you know, I have a theory. I feel like one of Ashley's.
Yeah, we watched Young and the Restless.
I have a feeling that maybe one of Ashley's personalities did something to her.
Oh, yeah. They got Ashley doing like how they had her on Days of Our Lives.
Right.
She was what? Susan?
Susan,
and shit?
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
She must love doing that then.
Mm-hmm. Is what's his name mad yet? That Summer's messing with somebody else now?
No.
You getting jealous? Daniel? I mean, Kyle.
No, he's not. You like, want, they're cool. They're back to being fresh.
Oh, okay. You want me to make you bring you some lasagna when it's done?
Sure.
So I'm going to go watch the game.
Okay. It'll work.
And, yes, Orlando and Cleveland right now.
And
my family. That's Victor's favorite. My family.
He did.
Well, apparently he saw Jordan leave the motel. And he went
in. All right, love you, baby. Oh, baby. Do you notice? What do you think? I ain't trying to make it racial or nothing, but you know, I was watching the news this morning, right? Because I was talking about this earlier. I was watching the news, Channel 12. Because you know, sometimes we watch 58 or sometimes 12. So I was watching the news and the weather, and Lindsay was talking about, you know how she does her lawnmower forecast? She calls it the mo-cast or whatever.
Yes.
Would you agree that, like, when white people are talking about cutting the grass, they say mow? They say, like, mow the lawn?
Some people do.
And black people, we just say cut the grass.
I mean, my dad says cut the grass.
Oh, your dad does say cut the grass?
Yeah.
Well, he's an exception to the rule then. But most white people say mow. Black people usually just say cut the grass. Mm. Would you agree with that?
I mean, I haven't heard enough humans say that to make...
Charlie is staring me down.
Oh,
What you want? You want dinner?
Oh.
What was that?
He just yawned. He's sniffing the phone. He's sniffing the phone when he thinks it's food.
Hi, Bubby.
He thinks it's dinner time. He can smell that lasagna about to come out that oven.
New York. Some of whom attended his birthday party for Barnes in the middle 70s. According to Barnes, they shared an oath of brotherhood and loyalty to one another.
The oath of brotherhood was said in words: treat my brother as I treat myself.
Down I-95, damn near crash, daydreaming, I got cash in my eyes. Need to pull it over, put some gas in the ride. Get some air fresheners and I pass 65. Need to make it there, then make it back. Thinking that we gon' make it, have faith in that. Pulling down I-95, know I'm dead wrong, but I'm staying headstrong, cause I'm trying to survive.
He was speeding on the highway, the West Side Highway one night, about 2 in the morning. And when I read the paper the next morning, they were saying that this guy fishing caught with $1 million in the truck. He went from selling jeans out of a man, he just called man to listen on top of the world. He went, God, bought Apollo Theater. So his dream come true.
Rolling down I-95, hoping that the troopers don't look at my ride. Thought about the game when I was cooking my pies. Looked at my kids, then I looked at my wife. I don't wanna keep hustling for too long, but I don't wanna keep struggling, it's too wrong. Looking at the stash, one trip and it's on. Now I gotta leave, hit the whip and I'm gone. Now you know everything is ill on the streets. Needless to say that my will's getting weak. Money getting short and my life getting deep. Plus I got bills from my head to my feet. Now somebody say a prayer with the God. And I don't wanna spend another day in the yard. Why play the game if the game getting hard? But we still on I-95 and we rolling so hard.